Today we might be a little bit going over our time, but don't worry, inshallah we will finish it on time. And also I tell you a few topics that I have noticed for myself to talk about Imam Rahmatullah Alayh. One was his divine mission, how it started, is how simple Imam Khomeini used to live. I tell these things because we want to know and relate to a person which is very contemporary and is of our age, and he has been Velayat Wali Faqih of, I would say, Shias, I mean at least those who believed in it, most of Iranians plus other Shias around the world, and we want to see how would people of such faith would have lived, would have led their life, and would have impacted the world. That's the relevance, why I talk these things. Imam Khomeini has lived a very simple life, always in a small house, although he had inherited some money, some wealth, not huge, but some wealth from his father, when his father was killed in Khomeini, and yet he lived a very simple life. In Najaf, I mean, there are books, I have like at least a 4-volume books about the stories and memories of people who have seen Imam Khomeini and dealt closely with Imam Khomeini. One of the things I saw from that book which says they came to Imam Khomeini in Najaf and they told him, because he was very strict on financial issues, and he would take up to the cent account from the people who spent money for him. They came to him, they wanted to buy air condition for the class and or for where he was living, for his house, and he does not agree and he does not allow and he resists, and he says, how many people in Iran they have air condition at their home now? So in such a hot weather, you cannot imagine this. It wasn't like Auckland. I have been to Najaf and to Karbala, and I have been there in hot times, and I know how it is. He did not accept to have air condition in his room. He kept that simple life, not only before the Islamic Revolution, even after the Islamic Revolution. You all must have seen his films everywhere. It's on YouTube. You have seen how he has lived. And very interesting incident was, those days before the fall of the Soviet Union, I remember I was in Iran, that was during the Iran-Iraq War, and Iran was under the huge pressure of West supporting Iraq and Soviet Union supporting Iraq too, and giving missiles. So in such a superpower like Soviet Union, if you have not heard the name, was the Russia when before it all those 9 or 12 countries separate from it, like Azerbaijan, Turkmenistan, all those Ukraine, all those countries were all one big bloc, which called Soviet Union. And they were, with America, they were two big superpowers of the world. The foreign minister of Soviet Union, called Eduard Shevardnadze, he traveled to Iran. He brought presumably a message from the Soviet leaders. And when he comes, number one, this was how among simple he was, and how he treated people of that magnitude, that we have seen when they go to the heads of the states into the other countries, how they are treated. Just look, you have just visualized all those things that you have seen when Saudi Arabian king receives Bush or Putin or those type of people. But that person comes, he's taken to Imam Khomeini's small room, a small bed. He sits on the floor. Imam Khomeini is sitting. He used to sit on a chair because of he was too old, he couldn't sit on the floor. Or he had a small bed, he was sitting on that bed. And Shevardnadze was sitting on the floor, and they brought tea, and was very ordinary, those glass cups that we have. And when Shevardnadze, I don't forget that, when he tasted the tea from the tray that he was offered, his hand was going like this. So he was shivering. Not that, this shivering is not to say he was afraid of Imam Khomeini, but the personality of Imam Khomeini was very heavy personality. There are many incidents like that has happened. So he was what I was telling was he was so simple and pious and received even the heads of the states like that. He did not change, almost basically no change in his life. And the other thing about Imam Khomeini was his humbleness, though he had become the head of the state. That was quite sudden. I mean, like, I would say in 3 months' time, Imam changed from a normal marja, ordinary marja, became the head of a country, but yet he used to go and see other maraji, and he never played a role of, I mean, for them, a role of being better than them, higher than them, or any of those things. Another thing about Imam was his ibadats and his acts of worship. He was up to the end of his life, to the day he died, he never left his namaz, the shaki salatul layl. He never left his ziyarat ashura. He never left his ziyarat jamee kabire. And I have read from his wife, from his Imam Khomeini's wife, who passed away last year. She has also said that Imam Khomeini, even during all those troubled time of Iran, you can imagine, he had 3 times a day reading Quran, which he never changed that. So it is very difficult. You can imagine, everyone can apply that to himself or herself and see what would it be like and what face does it take for a person to lead a country with all those troubled times, still maintain his discipline and diets of religious activities the same as before. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah, I give one story of the way he behaved his family, the way he treated his family. And Imam Khomeini's wife says in the first week that he married his wife, in the first 1 week, he tells his wife, "I do not want anything from you, and I do not have any do or don't to you. I don't have anything to tell you to do or don't do it, except that you keep away from haram of Allah and you attend to the wajib of Allah." And they have said, many of his family members have said, Imam, he never used to ask people in the house, "Give me that, give me a cup of tea, close the door." He said even there were times that, like, his wife coming into the room, sitting there, Imam never told him, "Close the door when you are coming in." Let her sit, and then he gets up and go close the door. Whenever he wanted tea, he get up and goes pour tea for himself. Whenever he wanted his medicine, he always... This is all narrated, small things from his family. And he used to play with his children and grandchildren. Even in those times, he used to devote some time for the family. Whereas when we become a little bit busy, for a few weeks we can forget about our family, wife, children, husband, or whatever the case may be. I don't think I can pay justice for this talk with this short time. And as I see, the time is almost over now, but I continue another 5 minutes, at least for the two other important things. Imam Khomeini's velayat. How was his velayat? We know that how brave a man he was, and how was his approach and attitude towards the Shah. But up until the time Ayatollah Burujerdi was alive, because he was kind of Wali Muslimin, Imam Khomeini did not say anything. It is said in one meeting that Shah goes to visit Ayatollah Burujerdi in Qom. There were all ulama sitting around. Imam Khomeini also was sitting there. Everyone stands up in front of Shah except Imam Khomeini. He does not stand up and he keeps sitting. This is his stand against Shah. But yet he does not make any statements until Ayatollah Burujerdi is alive. So he observed Wali of his time, and this is, of course, this is the notion of all Walis, even when it goes to Masumin, until Imam Masum was alive, the younger imam's son, they never make an independent stance because of the issue of wilaya. And the other important thing about Imam Khomeini was that he was not a Rouhani as such, a normal scholar that we know. He was an Arif of his time. He's a person who he mixed philosophy and Irfan in his practical life. We have people who have done, like Mullah Sadr is the greatest known person who has kind of married philosophy and Irfan. Because philosophy and Irfan before Mullah Sadr are quite separate things. He married them together in his books. Imam Khomeini practiced them in his life. Though that was his works of ibadat and worship, that was his Irfan, and that was his leadership. He raised a nation against West and America, and he changed the destiny of all the, at least Shias, I would say Muslims rather than Shias, of Muslims from the 1978. He changed all of that, yet he was an Arif. But whereas you go when you go to history and look at the Urafa of the past, you will see they have been living a very isolated life and to their own kind of segregation of gaining and attaining those practices that they were supposed to be. So Imam Khomeini had mixed all of this in his personal life. And I've told you maybe this, that his daughter or his daughter-in-law, Ahmad Agha, the wife, tells that once I was during the war, I was to see him, and then we were walking in his courtyard in Jamaran, and then in that even Imam Khomeini rahmatullah was listening, talking to his daughter-in-law while he was looking at the leaves and flowers of the plants in the courtyard. While he was walking, he was saying, oh, this plant had 5 flowers yesterday, today the 6th one has grown. So he had such a minute and acute eyes and attention to the whole thing passing from in front of his eyes. And the last thing I want to mention about him was the importance he used to give to knowledge and learning, and the books he has written from Sharh Dua Sahar, the commentary on Dua Sahar, which he was only 27 years of age when he wrote that, and then this Misbah al-Hidayah when he wrote that he was 28 years of age. And then we know Adab al-Salat and Asrar al-Salat, other Irfani book of him. And he has got a book of poetry, Irfani poetry, which was published after his death. And we know about his 40 hadiths, 40 hadiths of Imam Khomeini, and his Tafsir al-Hamd, and a few other tafsir that he has done. And I saw somewhere in the book of Liqa'ullah, in the last two pages of it, Imam Khomeini, there is some writing of some quoting from Imam Khomeini where he says, "Ulum." The ulum means this, not science, knowledge. Ulum are bazr of mushahide, are seeds for seeing. Means what is mushahide? Mushahide is when people can see into alam al ghayb. He says, "Ulum." Knowledge is the seed for seeing alam al-qayb. And you have heard also that about Imam Khomeini, that when his son Sayyid Mustafa was martyred in Iraq, he did not even close his class of teaching Imam Khomeini. He only went 7 steps behind the body of his son. He came back to the class and continued the classroom. So this is how much he gave importance to the issue of learning and knowledge. And we have, as I said, when you look at the number of books he has written, while we know that at least the last 15 years, 10 years or 15 years of his life, which was more of political activities, he has not written anything those times, but yet before that he has done so much of works. So we ask, pray to Imam Zaman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to make relationship, internal relationship with the people of Allah who have got wilayat. And also, we also come to realize and understand, every one of us, for ourselves to understand, who are we, whose wilayat do we have on us during the qibat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam? Who are we choosing as we, who are we accepting to have wilayat of? And that hadith that I've read for you, I can't remember from which Imam, that وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَمَنْ يَعْرَفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانَهُ مَاتَ مَيْتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. Whoever dies without knowing the Imam of his time has dead the death of jahiliyyah and ignorance. That is to do with the time, the Imam of your time, not Imam of Imam Ma'asum. Because Imam Ma'asum is in occultation, and knowing him definitely has, it is a version of this is to knowing about Imam Zaman alayhi salam. The other version of this hadith, meaning of it, is to know who has got wilayat over us today. And to know that, it just we have to go and see who, which people and which type of people, who are those who are leading Muslims, who is the person who is leading Muslims, who is fighting mustakbirin, who is struggling with the unjust people of the world. It's not difficult to really find out. I think it has become as clear as a sun in the clear day today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.